Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football is on Fox. Tom Brady and the Bucs are on a roll, but Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and the Eagles might have something special for them in Philly. Tonight, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss your chance to win $25,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money on the Fox Bet Super 6 app, where players have won over $5 million total. Last Thursday, there was 6 jackpot winners, so don't miss out. Scan the QR code, download the app, and answer 6 questions about tonight's Bucks-Eagles game for your shot at the cash. Colin, one of the questions is who will win and by how many points? What do you think?
Well, I think Fox Bets got it right. The line's about 6.5. The over-under's 52-ish. And I think Tampa wins 30-23, which is right on the over-under and right on the line. I think it's a touchdown game. Tampa, you can't run on Tampa, so that limits Philadelphia, and they have a young quarterback.
Who's already been struggling to run the ball.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is fun to watch, though. I think it's a learning experience. You're going to watch a young quarterback who's running around as he learns the pocket, and I'm interested. And I do think their weapons are better than I perceived. I will say this. It's interesting about Brady. When somebody's really popular or famous and they do something, whether they succeed or fail, my wife has a great saying. You know, parents can be a great example or a horrible warning. Like, both work. And it's the same thing with, like, stars. When stars do something and it works, people will copy it. And when stars do something and it fails, people will go, I'm not doing that because that star did that and it didn't work. Brady's elevation of career is now making Bill Belichick even look lost. So in 2014, Belichick drafted Garoppolo in the second round. They saw a decline in Tom, and they weren't going to have Garoppolo sit around for 4 years. They wanted to move off Tom within 2 years. And then Kraft stepped in and said, no, you're not going to do that, and they moved Garoppolo out. Belichick reportedly not real happy. Kraft knew what he was doing. These are Brady's numbers. Since Garoppolo was drafted, and that was the time, that's a second-round pick now. New England had issues, second-round pick, that they saw decline. Since 2014, he's number one in the NFL in passing touchdown, passing yards, wins by a mile, and Super Bowls. Okay, like that, those numbers right there, just since 2014, they're like equal to Troy Aikman's career numbers, and he's a Hall of Famer. So he has been, now I will say this, the game is easier to collect passing yards than it was in Troy's career. But the point being is, they really misjudged this badly. They really misjudged this. Now, by the way, Aaron Rodgers did show a little bit of decline. Green Bay went and drafted Jordan Love. And now Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers got a coach in Matt LaFleur last 2 years. His numbers have gone up. So can you argue that the Jordan Love pick has inspired Aaron, or that just he got a better coach? He's probably just got a better coach. I don't think Aaron's inspired. I think Aaron goes to work pretty motivated with or without Jordan Love. But it just goes to show you is that what is and I see this in broadcasting. There's a saying in broadcasting, once the 8 is the first number, move off the broadcaster. But Vin Scully at 75 was still highly competent. Regis Philbin was on the air till being funny in his 70s. Once the number's 8, then you move on. But you're seeing this. You eat right, you work out, you take care of your body. Your body takes care of you. You start looking at Brady right now, the next generation stats tell you he throws the ball as hard now as anybody in the league. So you have to kind of rework your brain a little bit on this stuff in any industry. The people that, like I say this about Russell Wilson, Russell, his mind is like Tom. He is like a grinder. He's got some willfulness, some aspiration to his personality. I could see Russell Wilson playing until he's 46 years old because he's already spending millions of dollars. And, we think football players, those careers end early. I think it's tougher for basketball players. LeBron's falling apart, yet he's totally committed to his body. Why? Because for the quarterback, let's be honest, you play like 16, 17 games a year. When you're going to get hit, you can either avoid it, go down, throw the ball away. You can control a lot of the violence you deal with. You don't travel as much. NBA guys, I'm telling you, up, down, planes, 33,000. I don't care if it's private or not. It's just a wear on your body. It is easier, I'm finding, in football, as long as you're not in the trenches, that hand-to-hand combat. But if, like for quarterbacks now, Aaron Rodgers, how many big hits does he take a year? Russell, not many. They really don't. I mean, you start looking at the game and how it's been, the architecture of it and the regulations and the safety features, and you don't practice in pads, you don't hit as much in practice. So I think Tom's giving a great example to the league is be very careful about drafting your Jordan Love or bailing on Tom Brady. If your quarterback is committed physically and mentally to the sport, I think, the 45 is the new 39. And I think it's very clear by Tom's numbers. I mean, he is not his ball. He's still got his fastball. He's still throwing 98 on the corners.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Hot avocado ice cream.
It's, you know what? I'm telling you, that stuff matters. Now, for me, I don't care. I like an occasional cocktail, and I like steak.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for a good time.
Yeah, I'm here for a good time. I like hamburgers.
Yeah.
I know they're not, you know, I eat hamburgers. And I are here for a good time.
I'm here for a good time. So, despite what the internet says, they don't pay me for what I look like, so I'll be all right. The Nets will be without Kyrie Irving for the foreseeable future due to his decision not to get vaccinated, but James Harden is not letting that situation change his mindset, and he said he's focusing on continuing to pursue the team's goal of winning an NBA title.
We all love Kai, but as far as us, we have a job to do, you know, and, you know, individually myself, you know, I'm still, you know, wanting to set myself up for a championship, and I feel like the entire organization is on the same path, and we're all just, you know, as a collective unit, so we'll keep pushing forward, and we'll try to, you know, do our best every single day to get better and keep growing as a collective unit.
Have you talked to Kyrie since?
No, I haven't talked to him.
So I think we learned two things about the Kyrie situation yesterday.
That's
one, that is a very telling quote. One, that he hasn't talked to him, and two, that he said they are moving on as an organization and they are focusing on winning a championship. They are a collective unit.
Yeah.
And he is not there. So I believe that James Harden and Kevin Durant were spoken to about what the decision was
totally
going to be
agree.
Made about not moving forward with Kyrie if he's not going to be fully available. And he's just said he hasn't spoken to him. And the other thing was, which what you pointed out earlier with the Instagram Live, that Kyrie said he does want to play, that he doesn't want to finish his career this way.
So
that is good news for the Nets, because if you want, you can't trade someone who says they're going to retire.
Now, and also, you're not going to get a ton for him. Let's
course,
admit, he's scared.
But at this point, if you're trying to win the trade, that's illogical.
Right. But could you get something?
You get something.
Could I get a first guy off the bench and a draft pick for Kyrie? I believe if you look at Kevin Durant and James Harden's games and how they play off each other, the addition of Patty Mills, Blake's coming back, so is LaMarcus Aldridge. Tell me the teams today, for me, forget Kyrie, they're a top three team in the league. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Lakers.
Yeah.
Maybe Clippers, but I mean, to me, let's not forget how great KD and James are offensively. Arguably, the two best offensive players in the league along with Luka.
Right.
So, like, I don't think Kyrie is essential. Now, obviously, they're at their best if they were all healthy, but
right.
That's not realistic.
But that's not realistic, and it's not going to happen.
I think they're an incredibly dynamic team. Patty Mills, KD, Lawrence.
I just don't know what the trade market is for him.
See, not much. You're right.
And it's not like he is a, you know, is not an expensive player as well. So there's a lot to pay attention to as far as the season and how this is going to progress. But it seems like as an organization, and KD and James Harden are moving forward as if he's not going to be there because he can't be there.
Yeah.
And they want to focus on the guys that are there and try and win a championship.
Yeah.
Again, I think they're better with a healthy Kyrie on
Probably.
The floor. But that's not an option, so you have to start moving forward and game planning for him not being there. So John Gruden resigned as the head coach of the Raiders this week following the release of his past offensive emails. And team owner Mark Davis was asked about the situation on Wednesday and kept his response very short. He said, "I have no comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers."
I'd like a little more from my leaders in life than hiding from a story and forcing my GM and quarterback. You forced Derek Carr to essentially go to the podium and answer for...
Yeah, I didn't love Derek Carr's response either, but... You know, this is what it is. You have to say something. And when the owner is not stepping forward and addressing the situation, and really, like, that's, to me, "I have no comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers." It's a very backhanded "I have no comment." Because if you don't have a comment, you don't have a comment. It's no comment, period.
Right. Yeah.
But you do have a comment. It's "Ask the NFL. They have all the answers." So just kind of a sly,
snarky
addition to a situation that doesn't require any extra negativity. And... this is what it is. Like, John Gruden made his own choices. You are still in charge of this organization. This is still your organization. Handle it. Now, he did say that Mike Mayock will have 51% of the decision-making power on personnel, and the interim coach will have 49%.
So you're going to give an interim coach 49% of the power in the organization? That's weird. But anyway, that's strange to me.
Look, I mean...
it's not working there.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, we had doubts about this working on the field when Gruden was there. So I don't feel good about the direction that they're moving forward. And we played Brandon Staley earlier. We didn't play the beginning of his clip, which it's I've retweeted, and I think it's on your Twitter as well. It's worth going to listen to, because I think he was very he said a lot of good things. But the thing that he said that stuck out to me the most, which we didn't play on the show, was that it is, you know, it's a responsibility to be a leader. Like, it's a privilege
to
be called a leader.
Yeah.
There's something that comes with being a coach and being a leader, where you have a responsibility to others. And, you know, Mark Davis just not saying anything just doesn't help the situation at all. Yeah. So there's a big matchup between the Browns and Cardinals this Sunday on Fox.
Hey, we gave it to Sanchez. The bosses gave that game to Sanchez. I'm not saying you can't handle it. I'm saying that's an incredible...
No, we're really impressed.
It's the best game of the weekend, and you're getting it. Anyway.
you want to come up here and join us when we talk about it? Go ahead. This will be the second time that Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray have faced each other in the NFL.
Can't wait.
And Baker is expecting Kyler Murray in his competitive side to be on full display.
Him and I are very different personalities, but he's so, so extremely competitive. He might show it a different way, but he's extremely competitive, and I think that's, you know, another reason why he's at where he's at. With him, there's always something. You know, there's always a little bit of trash talk. We see each other quite often in the off season, and you know, like I said, he might show it differently, but behind closed doors, he is quite the trash talker. So don't let him fool you.
I can't picture Kyler Murray as a trash talker.
This is such an interesting game. It's very important for Baker to play well against the contemporary. He's got to play. This is not an old guy.
Well, they played in 2019.
I don't remember
Cardinals
that game.
Cardinals won 38-24.
I do not remember it.
Kyler was 19 of 25, 219 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and rushed for 56 yards. And Baker was 30 of 43, 247 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception.
They both played well.
Yes. The Browns are favored by 3.5, according to Fox Bet.
The Browns are favored by 3.5. That's interesting. No, that's good. Joy with the news. That's an interesting game.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
By the way, I was not trashing Mark Sanchez. What I was saying is, what companies do, like Aikman and Buck, you know, they get them on the... To me, this is the best game of the weekend. So you just did Arizona-San Francisco.
Yes.
So when you're... Mark Sanchez joining us, 10 years in the NFL. So when you're doing a game upstairs... Not only did you play the game, but you see the game differently than the television does. You see the schemes. So is Arizona about Kyler, or are they about the schemes? What did you see that unless you were at the game, and even if you were, you weren't a quarterback in the NFL formerly, what do you see about Arizona's offense that you like and that maybe surprised you?
Yeah, the tempo, the fast pace only works if they avoid some third downs in a drive. When they have to do it 13 to 15 plays in one drive, there's a little bit of a lull and a little bit of a stall, because you have to go into your playbook and into your deeper scheme on third downs. So if you can avoid a couple third downs to start, that's when they're at their best.
Do you like him up-tempo?
Oh, I love him up-tempo. Okay. It's the same idea with Chip Kelly and the RPO and the quick throws. You get the defense moving sideline to sideline. You tire them out. Boom. You hit them with a little quick inside zone or a quick pass that – hits and breaks up the seam because somebody missed an assignment. Somebody missed a gap because you're three plays in and the D linemen are running 53 and a third yards.
So they put a lot of heat
and
on you.
Gassed. Oh, yeah. You're on your heels on defense. You blow one gap and boom. There goes James Conner, who I called John Conner, I think, like seven times last week. Because he's the Terminator, man. John
right.
Conner, you
right.
know, that's where my head was. But him or Edmonds, I mean, they break and hit the seam. Or the defense, one of the defensive ends doesn't quite contain as well. And boom, Kyler's out on the edge. There's your big 33-yard splash play. Now we're in the plus 10. That's their game. That's the blueprint for them. What the 49ers did, I was so impressed with Fred Warner, with their defensive ends.
He's great,
ends.
By the way.
Oh, my God.
He's
Fred
so
Warner's
good.
That new age linebacker that's taking over, right? The way tight ends evolved to now catch the ball, he's this new age linebacker with the body type of basically an avatar that's like, I can bow up in fullback lead on draw and all that. I can stop power, but I can also run sideline to sideline and cover backs. He's incredible. But what they did with the ends is, normally, like, one's kind of high, one's kind of low, so they don't run into each other. And the aiming point is around 9.5 yards-ish in the pocket, right? And the quarterback usually steps up to, like, 8, 7. They just rushed them deep, like, almost 12, 13 yards. And they're like, okay, we're just going to create a perimeter here within the tackle box and keep him in this middle lane. Keep him in the tackle box because Kyler's first move is out. Not up vertically, attack the line of scrimmage.
It's out.
And then get out, like an up and out move. He's out immediately. And so they said, no, we're just going to put the clamps on that. Make him operate in here. Remember, he's not
That's
really
right.
tall. So make him operate in this chaos where he's kind of like.
And it worked.
What's going on over there? Right? And it worked. As soon as he tried to spin out, they basically told those ends, deep is the deepest, wide is the widest. The same way you play like chasing contain to make sure you don't get out leverage on a
yeah.
reverse or something. I was so impressed. And then the other thing that D'Amico Ryans, I think that's the blueprint. And the personnel that Cleveland has, they can do that. They can do that with their ends. They have the guys to cover. They can do the exact same thing. So it could be a dogfight for them. However, I loved what D'Amico Ryans said. We're going to keep him in the pocket. We're not going to let him just run around. We're going to try and slow down this fast break, make him set up an offense, essentially like a basketball terminology. He's like, and when we do, and we get to our proper depth, and we cover the right guy, and we're in the right gap, and we're fundamentally sound, he's still going to make plays.
Yeah. Yep.
He's still going to get
That's
us.
Right.
And he did three plays in a row. Quarterback draw, pass up the sideline, lollipop in the air. Now, that thing almost hit the ceiling in the State Farm Stadium, okay? That thing was in the air for a long time, and Hopkins caught it like a fair catch, like a punt. Boom. They have that play, and then the very next play, he throws a fadeaway end zone fade
yeah.
touchdown, pretty much game.
There is, yeah, I mean, there you just have to own because he's going to beat us sometimes.
That's right.
Now Trey Lance, the one thing I noticed when I watched him, I had it on the secondary TV because I was doing a lot of Browns Chargers, and you have Browns Arizona this week, is that Trey's a big, strong kid, and he throws heat. He's not a lot of off speed stuff right now.
Yeah.
So to me, it looks like it reminded me a little bit. I remember when Colin Kaepernick came in the league, you were like, okay, great athlete, big arm. He doesn't understand kind of. The ball between, the off speed. So I do, when I see Trey, there's something there though, right?
Oh, 100%. There's plenty to work with. I think it was a nice conservative game plan.
Yeah.
The kind of game plan that kept the Cardinals, Vance Joseph, their defense coordinator, off balance a little bit. Although he kind of had an idea that anywhere from 3rd and 2 to 6, even 7, quarterback run is legit.
Yeah.
Where a lot of teams, as soon as you hit 3rd and 3 to 6, all right, we're throwing the ball. Or we got some sort of gadget or whatever. We have something, but not that. I mean, they ran quarterback draw a couple times. Save for 2 fourth downs, I mean, the 49ers are right there.
Oh, they were in the game late, yeah.
My only concern with Trey is, and this is a mechanical thing, you're not going to change the way somebody throws, but you saw where J.J. Watt was getting up and batting some of these balls. I mean, he batted some of them with, like, his elbow. I'm like, bro, you're 6'5". You're all of 6'5".
That's right.
For that ball to come that low and unload that thing and throw like you're 5'10".
Brock Osweiler had an issue with that.
That was interesting to me. And for Kyler Murray to get a lot of passes tipped, fine. That's just going to happen.
Right.
He's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
But that really surprised me. Now, I mean, is that, you know, just a career killer? Absolutely not. The kid's a phenomenon. He's a stud. So,
yeah, I want to take, because you have the Browns Chargers, which is just going to be a fascinating game. And excuse me, Browns Cardinals. So I said this, Kyler against Baker, and I said this 2 weeks out. She was here as a witness. I said, the next 8 weeks are going to be big for Baker because he's playing against contemporaries. Burrow, Mac, Lamar twice, Kyler and Herbert. So the GM who inherited him is not saying, this is not Aaron Rodgers, it's not Russell. If I don't think my guy's as good as those guys, I'm not giving you the bag. So this is a big week. This is a big game this week.
Huge.
Kyler can't be great and Baker struggles. Here's what bothered me with Baker, and I want, he's got 50 starts now, or 51. He's not a kid. In that two-minute drill, with no timeouts, he's dumping the ball, forget the checkdowns, over the middle. Like, I know that. You gotta go, you gotta use the sideline. When you don't have any timeouts left, Mark, almost every route is sideline or a guy moving toward the sideline.
Sure.
When you're looking at film of Baker, what do you make of that last drive?
I don't understand the third and nine run it unless you're for sure going to go for it, right?
Good point.
Here's the other thing is the coach, I think Stefanski was quoted as saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Joy and Colin. He said, well, we had young tackles in, something like that. He'd only been hit maybe once or twice.
Yeah, protection was pretty good.
I mean, of at any point, like the game's on the line here, that personnel would be the last. I shouldn't say the last thing in my mind, but guys but, holding up in protection.
You got to win the game.
Yeah, like you have no choice. Like you can't run two tight ends and two backs on the field and be like, hey, let's just slam it in there and see what happens. You're like, what?
I think
you got to go.
And I think
that blew my mind.
Third and nine, if it's two down situation.
If it's four down
then
situation.
Then I buy.
100. You look at the quarter. Sometimes the call would come in and you'd look back like, what? And he would remind you, four down. We're going for it on fourth down, essentially, right?
Good we had point.
Tags like that. Or they'll tell you, hey, I'm calling quick game here. I know it's third and 11. We don't need it all. Get me five. Get me four. Let this guy catch and run. We're four down. That was kind of like, you know, giving you a heads up because it affects the way you read that play, right?
Yeah.
It changes the purpose of the play call. But to run it there and then not go for it, I don't know. That. Here's the thing. It's... It's crazy because it's eerily similar to the 2009 Jets, which I know obviously very well. That was my rookie year. Bill Callahan was our offensive coordinator. This run game that Cleveland's using, I mean, they don't need the quarterback to win the way they're running the ball, the way they're playing defense. They don't need the quarterback. The 2009 Jets, unfortunately, won in spite of their quarterback. That'd be me sometimes. Sometimes they're doing that in Cleveland. Because of the way they run the football, it's gap trap, it's power, it's trap, it's, I mean, you name it, they have it dialed up, and then they hit the play actions that look identical to it off of it. So it's not a drop back pass team. It's a slugfest. Every time, let's line up, get in a phone booth, and duke it out. I mean, that's kind of what they look like.
Yes.
So for us in the playoffs, when you needed some of those plays, we were such a run-heavy, ground-and-pound, like Rex used to talk about, team, that when we did throw it, when we did line up in four wide receivers a couple times in the playoffs, we caught people off guard.
Right.
They were like, whoa, what was that? And we completed five or six balls in a row. And they're like, holy cow. We thought we were ready for – maybe they're going to throw it. Boom, and then we hit them with another run. You know, so we had a good little changeup going. That's the formula for them. That's – remember we said 25 attempts? That's like I'd rather keep them right there. And that is not – I'm not knocking the guy. That's not a bad way to play. That's just a formula based on personnel.
And that's what Stefanski's comfortable with currently.
I think that's kind of what they're relegated to do.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
All right, I want to ask you. I want to take a break. There's an interesting question. Aaron Rodgers gave Joe Burrow some advice. I want to get the best advice you were ever given by a quarterback. We'll come back and do it with Mark. Oh, I can't wait.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Faherty was founded by twin brothers. Guarantee their clothing. It's so comfortable. Faherty is offering 20% off of the code HERD. Go to FahertyBrand.com, code HERD, FahertyBrand.com, code HERD. Mark Sanchez, 10 NFL seasons, calling the Arizona Cardinal-Cleveland Brown game Sunday at 4 Eastern. That's going to be fantastic. So two things to hit on before you go. So Aaron Rodgers said, you know, before or after the game against Joe Burrow, he said he gave him some advice. His advice was, kids, slide. This is a rough league. You're going to get hurt. I didn't slide early, slide. Did you ever have a veteran quarterback come to you and give you a nugget or something?
Oh, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to have Mark Brunell, Kevin O'Connell, who's now the offense coordinator with the Rams, Kellen Clemens, other guys I looked up to and helped me, Rich Gannon. But guys who talk, they constantly talked about routine. Get yourself into a routine Monday through Sunday. And then in the off season, make your notes on that routine as the season goes. And you're going to have to tweak it and fine tune it every single year. Pre-game routine, travel routine, all that. Just to keep you, you know, keep the bumpers on and bumper bowling for that those first couple years. And then you adjust as you go. But one of one of my favorites was we would be in Kevin O'Connell was on one side of our hotel room, the adjoining room, and Mark Brunell was on the other one. And we'd all meet in 408, which was my room in New Jersey before our games with the Jets. and we'd go over the game plan. And we would do like fake 2-minute drills. And Kevin, you could tell Kevin was going to be a coach. And Brunel is now coaching as well. But they were perfect because they'd say, okay, we're going, you know, Toyota this, but Mazda that, blah, blah, blah. And we'd go through all of our plays. And Kevin would say, okay, completion, 3 yards, left sideline, didn't get out of bounds. I'm like, okay, clock, clock, clock. He goes, why? You know, and at 45 seconds, we're doing this, we're doing that. And so we would do that for like an hour before the night before games, just hanging out. And Brunel would finally just like throw the papers up in the air. And we knew we were done when this would happen. But Brunel would just throw the papers up in the air, the call sheet. He goes, hey, man, you guys can keep this 2-minute drill going as long as you want. Bottom line, just throw it to the open guy, please. I'm going to bed. He would just walk to his room.
Sometimes it is that simple.
It was awesome.
Okay, here's another thing. Patrick Mahomes, he did this a little in college, as Ryan Russillo talked about earlier. He had a bad defense. You overcompensate. In Kansas City, their defense has forced 11 punts. It's not good. I mean, against Buffalo, it was bad.
Right.
And the argument can be made that Mahomes sees it, senses it, and tries too hard. In your career, either way, did defense ever dictate a little bit psychologically how you played?
A little bit. I think those are the things you fight, and you also have to understand with Mahomes. The two games that he's really tried to force a little too much, I mean, against the Chargers and Staley and how well Herbert played on the other side, I mean, those were like playoff matchups. And then the Bills, that's a playoff team. That's a legit, you know, Final Four team right now and last year. So I think teams are catching up a little bit. Teams are starting to figure this thing out.
A little bit.
And you heard Staley talk, I think he was on your show,
yeah,
saying, hey, we're going to keep a lid on it. You're not going to throw this
ball
over the top.
Two safeties.
We got the umbrella coverage on it, and we'll take our chances underneath and force you to be really boring and take underneath completions and do it 15 plays in a row, and you're going to screw it up before we do.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see a little more of that because other teams would get – you know, they'd get a little more courage and say, hey, let's go hit him in the mouth. It's Patrick Mahomes guy, whatever. Boom, let's go smack him. Well, good luck, because there goes Tyreek Hill, and there goes you name it right by you, and he hits you with a big strike. Now teams are like, okay, just wait for them to screw it up a little bit.
Yeah. The I can't believe this is – you're going to have so much fun, Cardinals and the Browns.
It's a big one.
Fired up, man. It really, really is. You know, it is – when you watch Kyler Murray and you sit there sometimes, it's just, I'm not a big envy guy, but you ever look at him run and think?
I said it on the air the other day. I said, if I could just run like that, just one Sunday, wake up knowing I could run like that, roll out of bed and just run like that.
That
would be my favorite memory of all time. But I thought last week was good for Kyler and his development because it wasn't as simple and easy.
Yes.
And effective offensively. He had to grind it out. They had plenty of three and outs, plenty of sacks. He was kind of suffocated a little bit by D'Amico Ryans in that defense. And then he found a way on one drive. Sometimes that's all it takes. Three plays in a row, quarterback draw, completion, game. And he learned that. He has that club in his bag. He has that notch in his belt. Like, okay, it might not be perfect, but I think when you can learn those lessons and win, that's so big for your confidence. So he was great in our production meeting and everything. He's like, let's roll, man. Like, I hope they pressure me. Like, I'm ready. I know where they're coming from and I'm going to beat you. Like, he just sounded so confident. And judging from the reaction with everybody else who's been in those meetings with him before, said it's a complete 180. He's, you know, just feeling so good and so strong and confident with where he's at. And he should be.
Well, you're doing great for us at Fox. Cards, Browns, Sunday at 4 Eastern. Dodgers, Giants tonight. Tom Brady and the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Sports rolls on. By the way, Dodgers, Giants Game 5 is your Discover Card Key matchup. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card end of the first year automatically and with no limit. Get used to hearing yes. Discover.com/yes. Mark, thanks so much. Joy, Ryan, we'll see you all tomorrow. Speak for Yourself is coming up next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.